Yeah. So it's been quite a week. Welcome to the Ono Radio Show. I almost quit my job today.
Yeah.
Zach almost got evicted earlier in the week.
Fuck the man.
And
I still might get evicted.
And I still might quit
your job.
And Ty's worried about money.
Yeah, you know.
So
where's that money at?
So that's how we're gonna.
A little bit stressed out.
A little bit stressed out.
A little bit of anger.
A little bit.
Shit's going on.
I hope it doesn't translate to the audience too bad.
It will.
I'm sure it will.
Love
anyway,
y'all.
If this is your first time listening, this is the Ono Radio Show, and welcome to it. I am your captain of this shit ship. My name is Owen. Along with me right now are my good friends Zach and Ty.
Hello, hello.
Yes.
And Barilli is out once again.
Dancing in the sun.
All the dances. Did you see the picture, boys?
Which picture? There's been a lot of
great
ones.
Oh, there's been so many. But to me, he's got to be in nerd heaven right now because met Mark fucking Hamill.
We're talking about Tom.
Dancing in the sun. Got a picture with Mark Hamill.
Yeah, Luke Skywalker. Dude, with Luke. That is rad. Chilling.
You don't just... Not everybody in this world just gets to hang out and get a picture with Luke Skywalker.
It's true.
I'm looking forward to him getting back and hearing about that experience.
I am too. We miss you, Tom. We wish you were here. But I think we'll be all right, regardless of the stress levels going on right now.
Did you see the picture of Tom with all the dudes in the hot tub? Because
I got the Snapchats too.
I started to question a little bit of Tom's sexuality. It was
a man
steamy.
Soup going on.
It was
in
pretty
there,
steamy
yeah.
and close.
Yeah. For those of you like super nerdy. I'm being reminded that it's not just Luke Skywalker. He's the ultimate Joker.
Yeah.
He was awesome in the cartoons.
He still does it, right?
Yeah.
Right?
He's starting to resemble looking like him a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, too.
Yeah. At first I didn't recognize him. Like,
what?
Not right off the bat.
I forget what somebody posted.
He doesn't even have his big beard right now, man. You see, he looks.
I don't know.
He
I
still
just
looks
think
like Hamill.
It's Luke. It's Luke Skywalker. He didn't look like that no more.
It's true.
Someone was basically
like
saying too that. William H. Macy's really looking rough. Yeah. Which was funny because he was wearing that, you know, fucking hat that, you know, William H. Macy always wears. Why is William H. Macy? He's the most typecast guy. In probably Hollywood, right? Because he's always this like nerdy, like
I'm trying to picture who he is.
You're trying to picture who he is?
William H.
Mace. You would know him from Fargo. He's in Fargo.
Indeed.
He's
who was he in Fargo?
He was the nerdy guy in Fargo.
he was panicking.
Yeah, this guy.
This guy, right here.
He's Mr. Macy.
He's in Shameless.
Yeah, yeah, I guess he maybe
that's his newest.
But he, to me,
when
I think about him, he always is that guy that I've got, you know, like the businessman, like straight laced. I guess he's changed that over the years. Like, but
Shameless.
You know what I mean?
There is a resemblance there
to Mark Hamill.
Yeah, I see it.
I see it too.
It's funny, but it's there.
Guys, I know that there is a tiny bit of a buzz going on. Just ignore it if you can. I apologize. I'll be chasing down buzzes all
next week. Some troubleshooting.
I got a buzz.
It's there, but you know what? It was there last week, and it really wasn't bad when you listen back to the show. So I'm not terribly worried about
Nobody
it.
Nobody heard it but Owen, but
yep,
it's okay.
But it's fine. It's fine. We were just hanging out with one of our neighbors, and he was discussing, one of my neighbors, rather, and he was discussing how he was going to start buying gold because of, you know, the economic crisis. And
I did see a possible, hey, let's get rid of the Fed, you know, like
from
Trump's side. I don't know.
Are we getting into politics?
No, we're not.
Gold standard would be great.
Zach asked, it'd also
probably wreck us, but it'd be great.
That's not what I'm getting into, because Zach asked the more interesting question. Is where are you keeping this gold?
He said he's buying gold. The immediate question is, where are you storing this? And just fucking with him, obviously.
And instantly he says, well, duh, in a safety deposit box in a bank. And, of course, it got me to thinking that, God damn it. I want one of those. Yeah, like, I've never had a safety deposit box in a bank.
It's always
I had one back in the day.
It wasn't that fancy. The only thing I know about it is what I see in the movie. So I expect to walk in there like security.
I want a butler, right?
Like,
but he's like security, but he's like, almost like a butler.
Yeah,
like, he's
like,
very classy.
He opens it for me. And I get to pull this long.
There's a cloth that is setting down on a table in the middle of a room. Like, it's a room full of these lockers.
I wasn't expecting.
And then there's a table with a cloth on it, and the guy's wearing white gloves, and he uses the key, and he opens it up, and he goes and he pulls the handle thing, and he goes,
and it's a long,
and it pulls this long,
yeah,
like,
and you're like
a foot and a half long.
There's some important shit in here.
And he sets it on the table for me, and then he unlocks the box, and he says,
and then he walks
out of the room and closes the door behind me, so I can look at my belongings.
Yeah.
In private. These are my nefarious belongings.
Exactly.
Clearly, no one gets to just know what's in here or not. That's the reality
of the situation is it's kind of like the post office.
They
give you a damn key and you walk in the room by yourself.
But it's in a bank, though. It's got to be more. It's still.
I don't know. To me, it just seemed like I'm all right. I got to find my box.
Wasn't an enjoyable experience.
It just seemed like going to the post
office. You just had poor person's safety deposit box. You didn't have what I want. I think it exists, right?
I want the expensive one. I want the expensive one, and I just want to put shit in it. Like, I don't have anything expensive worth putting in it, but I want the nice one to hold my little knickknacks, you know?
What would you put in there? What's the first thing that comes to mind?
Oh, man. I would actually probably keep nostalgic shit or like shit that I want to have forever. Like, I don't know. The first thing that comes to mind is like letters that I like received while I was in boot camp or something like that, or in Afghanistan.
Okay. All right.
Like, you know, that'd be one thing. Sure. And then like a picture, you know, and maybe like, I don't know, it's going to get sentimental and weird, but like some pictures.
You're talking
and
about
shit
like the nostalgia thing. Like,
or you just go the other route and just stupid random knickknacks that'll make you laugh every time you go in.
That's my thing. I've been carrying on. I forget who gave it to me. I feel like it was a flea market purchase back in like 93, 94, right? And it's either in this desk somewhere or it's in my closet, but I've never gotten rid of it. And all it is this like a plastic case of 5 of the Buffalo Nickels, and it's in a presentation. And I've just had it for years, never gotten rid of it. I'm like, oh, it's the Buffalo Nickels. I got my Buffalo. And I'd put that in there. That would be my first thing. I'd put probably some really dumb shit in there too. Because you do want to leave the key or like instructions to the key for like when you die too.
Yeah.
So that somebody goes eventually and.
Yeah, it'd be awesome to just like put them on a scavenger hunt thinking that that's where all like your money is.
That's where your treasure is.
And it's your last like fuck you to the world. You know, I wouldn't fuck, you know, just as a joke. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, man.
Put them on this scavenger hunt and they just open up and it's just bullshit. It's just little knickknacks that are worthless.
Be sweet to rig it with one of those like, you know. It just spurts glitter and shit in your face.
It's John Cena. Da, 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 da.
That's it.
That's
though.
It. It just opens up. And
It took him 2 weeks to find it.
What? Or you do you just Rickroll them. You know, you open it up and
never gonna give. That is a fucking good Rickroll.
That is the ultimate Rickroll.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's
safety deposit box. I'm going to go out and get one this weekend.
How much do you think they are?
I don't know. What do you think?
Someone look
that up. Because I want the long one. Don't cut that clip out. I want the big daddy.
Yeah, you do. Also, our neighbor was talking about eating jellyfish soup. Was my hippie neighbor. That's what he was making for dinner tonight. Jellyfish soup.
He was the man. We were just hanging out.
Yeah,
with him
Hugh's cool as fuck.
Out front, he's good.
But jellyfish fucking soup.
It's kind of like
I would
snot
try
soup
it.
In my mind.
That's what I think of. Yeah,
I would. I wonder because I asked him about like the cooking process, and he was basically saying that you know he creates like a miso soup and adds some veggies in there, and then he just kind of chops up
the jellyfish.
Jellyfish, and so he's not boiling the jellyfish down, so it's like little bits of meat. So the jellyfish cooks.
Weird.
I would try it. That would never be something I would order. Like, I'm not throwing money at that.
Out of all the animals, jellyfish, the most like jizz, right?
Like, yeah, that's
the most
keen
like
observation.
It is, though. It's jellyfish jizz, mind, jellyfish jizz suit might be the name of the episode. You don't know. You don't know.
I was tempted.
I don't want
to
try it now that you made that correlation.
I definitely don't want to try it.
Yeah.
So, Zach, you want to tell us a little bit about possibly getting evicted?
I don't think we are. Who knows? We'll see. So basically,
third
what happened,
noise complaint.
Well, the third noise complaint.
No, it's unjust.
Let me plead my case here for a second. Well, let's open up the phone lines if anyone wants to call in.
Yeah, absolutely. The phone lines are open. We do actually have a voicemail I need to play in a little bit. But you can give us a call at
321-332-0186.
That's 321-332-0186. Or we'll Skype see. Over at Oh No Radio Show.
So yeah, man, I might be getting evicted. been living this place for 1 year and 7 months. We've gotten 2 formal noise complaints, like in writing. They gave us 3, but one was like a warning. So 2 formals. So
yeah,
all right.
So I guess it's 3.
You're in an apartment place.
Yeah, but okay.
It's an
okay.
old apartment place.
It's an old apartment
thin
place.
Walls.
Dude, I can hear my neighbors all the time. The guy below me plays bass guitar, and he'll play the same 5 songs for an hour. Or same 2 songs for an hour. And then my other neighbor, you can hear TV. It's apartment living.
Yeah.
But we've been unfortunate that our neighbors don't really like the noise. We're cool with the 2, but the 1, she's just a bitch, man. She won't even look us in the face when we walk by her. She won't say hello. Like she won't return a hello or a greeting. Like I'll say, "How you doing?" And she'll just walk past me. That type of person.
Right.
And she's not old. She's just pretty. She might be 30. Like she's young. She's our age. But she doesn't like us, man. And I got into it with her boyfriend one day.
All right. What happened?
Now we're getting deep into.
Come on. Tell it.
All right. Yeah. No. Like real shit. I was being loud, but it was with my dad and I. We were sitting on my porch, and
you're having dad.
Yeah,
sometime.
And we're drinking. We went to the bar and had a couple of beers, and we got back to my house and drank quite a bit. And
fair enough.
So we're probably out there till not that late. But on the porches at my apartment, they're balconies because we're on the second floor. But they're ours is connected to hers, and I have the 2 bedroom. So she has a longer balcony. I have a shorter one because my second bedroom takes up where her balcony is. You know what I mean?
I totally get it. I totally get it. Yeah.
So when you're out there, my point being is, if you're talking, she's sleeping right there. So I get it that it's loud. But anyways, I'm with my dad. We're just bullshitting until about 11. Not that late. The rule is 10. You can't be loud past 10.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not being loud, but we're talking. Anyways, they wait. My dad leaves at 11. They wait till he leaves, and her fucking little boyfriend comes out. And this motherfucker, I mean, I was pretty drunk, but so I don't really remember exactly what he said to me, but I took it very offensively.
Yeah.
And I just kind of went off on
it. Was it something like akin to,
Zach.
Oh, thank you. No. That's not what I'm thinking about. Oh, about time they left or something like that.
Well,
like,
no, yeah, it was something along those lines of like, hey, man, like you need to. I almost want to say he said, shut up. Like, honestly, like, I remember a shut up. Yeah. And
that's a rile up comment.
At least that's what I said in my defense when I talk to the
you guys
landlord.
Really need to shut it up or
but,
something like that.
Yeah, like, but and then it clicked on me. Like, he waited for my dad to leave to say anything. Like, you know, it was like right after he left. So it was like, bitch, you weren't even man. Like, who are you? Like, I don't even know this guy, and I fucking live here. And he's like, you know, her boyfriend. He doesn't really live there, but he's around every now and then. And she had just moved in, so I don't know who the fuck this guy is. And he's some bald motherfucker. Like, he's young, and he just looks like a little bitch. And I don't like anything about him. I got fucking mad. I got mad. And, dude, I'm stressed out this week, and you're making me tell this story.
Man, it's been so good.
But yeah, I basically was like, who the fuck are you? Like, I got pissed. I'm like, what the fuck are you going to do? Like, I called him out, like in a fighting like sense. Like, I'm not going to fight him, but I'm calling him out in that sense. Like, what the do something then, motherfucker.
Right, right.
Like, I fucking live here. Who are you? I've never even seen you before. You don't fucking.
And that was
noise complaint number one. So they actually wrote an email saying all that shit.
But
I don't know what they said, but it's whatever. Fuck them.
But he threatened us or something like that.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway,
so noise complaint number 2.
Now it really sounds like I should get evicted. This whole time I'm like, they're fucking assholes. But we've never had the cops called on us. They've never.
That's not bragging, right?
No, I mean, but if they're gonna evict us for noise, like that's you know.
Yeah, I guess. We've
always paid our rent on time. We've renewed our lease. We're not new tenants. We've been there almost 2 years. You know what I mean? Like, it's there's a lot in our favor. If they can't, I don't know. I feel like it'd be fucked up if they did. Like, over what? I exaggerated the story. Like, it's just.
Yeah, no, but you were heated. It was you did have a heated exchange.
Like, shit happens. And the funny part about that story is, after I did that, this is true. I immediately was like, I went too hard on him. Like, when he walked away, like, went back, and I was like, and so I went. I know I did this, dude. I went, knocked the door, and I apologized. So
well,
I
there
did,
you go.
Yeah, but I was like, hey man, I'm sorry. I did get upset. I was in the wrong. I just, the way you came at me, I was very respectful at that point.
Yeah,
and he wasn't having it. He was okay and closed the door.
But yeah, at least you did that. Yeah. That's awesome.
Next week I go to a radio show. Zach is evicted.
Yeah, they don't listen to this.
Right? but okay, then. Yes,
I'm gonna get it.
So even if that didn't happen, yeah, let's just call it a regular noise complaint. You get a second one.
So I get a second one, and yeah.
The
second one wasn't bad. It was I did a little pub crawl just with the family, and I had, you know. My sister, her fiance, and my parents over, and my girl, and you know, we were there till like 11, maybe, you know, a little bit later, 11:30, and we had a record playing, you know, some records playing, but not loud, and we were playing board games and shit. You know, we were drunk, and they called again, so that was like, you know, now our landlord or whatever, the manager of the apartment complex, is saying it's out of her hands, has to go to her
now,
boss.
And you also probably feel like it's obviously the same people. They're
yeah,
calling
it's her.
And
it's
now,
her.
And now they're just trying to get rid of you, essentially.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
and
if
it's
I
like,
call it in enough times,
it's like, yeah, it's like, fuck it. You know, whatever happens, happens. It, you know,
that blows, dude.
But it's just shitty. Like, just be a decent fucking neighbor. Knock on my door. If you come to my door and say, hey, can you
turn
it down?
That's the first rule of apartment living.
Yeah, like I will. They've never done that once. They wait till people leave, you know, until they're pissed off. They never like come over and be like, "Hey, can you just maybe turn the radio down or just you guys are being a little loud." They've never done that. Fuck you. Like, don't go to the fucking. They're snitches.
Snitches.
Ty told us an interesting story.
Did I do that
in the chat room a couple nights ago? And I think this was what, like, a friend of a friend. And okay.
Well, this story actually derived from when we were trying to contemplate how I would.
Oh, how you're
back,
gonna
if
get
I got
back
evicted, how I would give back at this
your
lady.
Neighbors. Yeah,
yeah.
What's the sweetest form of revenge?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Let's go.
It was pretty ridiculous. It was such a random. Like, I hear a fair amount of fun things from day to day.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong, but
you hang with an interesting crowd.
Yeah,
let's
just
put it that way.
And. so he starts telling me about, it's his neighbor, but I'll talk about it like it's him. And he's like, so he wakes up and he notices after a week that there's been like pee stains on his car. It's a,
so
I think it's a pretty plain SUV.
Pee
like
stains
nothing.
On a car. Is it like crusty? Like, how do,
I don't
like,
even know. Yeah. It's like just yellow splotchy. Like,
I think it's yellow splotchy. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that's what.
That's odd. Okay. Okay.
Also, what's up with that dude's diet? I don't know. Anyways.
Right. That's making it stick that bad.
Yeah.
You know?
So.
Where on the car? The same spot in the car?
No, different spots.
Oh, different spots.
Usually on the sides of the car, but different spots.
Okay.
And after a while, he decided to put out one of those video cameras, you know, that's easy enough to go by.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Sure.
You did that, didn't you?
This day and age,
Well,
hey, man, I'm all camered up, bro.
And yeah, he puts it out and. He starts seeing his across the street neighbor.
That he
this
knows.
Happened every night. He didn't call it in right away, but dude would come out. Yeah, his across street neighbor in full lingerie, sometimes with a robe, but not always. And
like,
he would molest
lingerie, like that,
like women's
like
lingerie.
Women's lingerie,
yes.
Lacy shit. I don't know. But
did you see these videos?
Like no, no,
like a negligee, like a negligee, almost kind of thing, like a.
He said the dude was
like a
like,
women's sort of, what do you call it? Like, not like a, we have robes as dudes, but women have those things that are you know?
Oh, so not some like sexy women's lingerie. It's like a.
No, the lingerie was supposed to be sexy, I think.
Oh,
but
was
the
it?
Robe was no big deal.
Okay. All right. And
the
he
robe
was,
always was off at the end.
You said he was basically just molesting the dude's car.
Molesting
no
the shit
way.
Out of that
like,
car.
Like, fuck.
Rubbing it, getting wild.
Like, getting like a sexual thing,
yeah.
though. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
Did he jerk off? Did he see him jerk
okay.
off on the car?
So, what kind of car
he
is it?
Where did he jerk off on the car?
It was always different. There was no money spot.
Oh, wait, so he was not just because
then you just
it?
Think it's bird
yeah, but
shit.
He just saw the pee, and maybe that's
he was
the
pissing
jizz.
On it and jacking off.
Think
on it?
Think about the jizz and then the pee getting on the jizz. Maybe that's what.
Oh,
made
he
it stick.
Yeah, that's what he did. He would fucking come first on the car,
I didn't
then
really
he
then
piss
try to piss
on or piss it off,
piss it off,
and
yeah,
then it would all just like, then it would stick. Yep. That, we've yep. solved the mystery.
Yeah.
That's probably what happened.
Case closed.
Case closed. That's how you get damn. Pee splotches on your car, which we've learned are not just pee splotches.
Well, if we get to your stressful
the pee was
story later,
the last thing,
that's always an option for you after you move on, detective, bro. Should,
this is true.
You can find
get wild.
The pissers out there.
Maybe that's what. Maybe that's what you need to do. Is on your neighbor, you jizz first on her door
and then
piss, and then
piss
on piss on it, and then it'll
no mine would be much more methodical and like just like fuck up for a whole day. It'll be like one thing after another, not kill, you know, I'm just not incriminating myself here, but I'm gonna fuck with her.
Yeah, yeah.
But okay, back to the fucking creep. Just get off of my
yeah, all right, well, fine.
No,
yeah.
no well, there's no big climax.
Did he yeah
besides.
Did he confront him at all, do you know? Or if...
he did he did call the cops, I think, eventually, because he talked to the dude, did it again.
Oh my god,
cops came, didn't do
he
it
he gave
anymore.
Him a chance.
Oh wait, so he didn't, the cops didn't do anything, like he didn't get arrested?
I don't think he pressed charges.
Oh, I would have.
Oh yeah, man.
If like that, he's fucking doing that, he violated my car. Okay. My question. Yeah, you're going to fucking jail, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck you. You're a creep, and I got to live with you, dude. I got to look at you
true.
Now. Like, I'm going to see you in the morning on the way to work sometime and shit. Like, I don't want to see
you.
There
are these
people, fucking...
though, that do have... I've seen shows on this, you know, that have, like, weird sexual obsessions.
Oh, yeah, dude.
We've talked
everything
about it
in the world
on the show,
people are into.
You know, but to take it that far that you
like,
want to fuck...
And how long was this going on where you didn't get caught? Because, like, what time... Was it the same time every night?
It was close. I think it was like in the 3 hour.
He waited.
That's so odd. That's so fucking weird.
Do you know what type of car
yeah,
it was?
Yeah, what type of car?
It was like, fuck.
Tell me it's like a Porsche or something.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
tell
no,
and
it's
did
not.
He keep
it's
it clean? Was it dirty?
Is it like a sedan? Is it just
yeah,
like a
bullshit
tell me,
Hyundai SUV? I don't know.
Tell me he like it was dirty. Like he didn't take care of it.
I want him to have the car from Breaking Bad, the Pontiac Aztec. That's the car that
I want to say it was
okay,
worse
yeah.
than that.
So if you had to fuck one car, it would be the Pontiac Aztec?
I mean, just that's like fucking a bigger girl. You know what I mean? Like you don't
yeah,
show your friends you fuck the Pontiac Aztec.
What
but,
color? Would you want a maroon?
Oh,
tan,
I go with that straight
tan,
tan
beige.
Yeah,
yeah that's
beige
a sexy
one.
Color.
That's a sexy
yeah.
color.
Burnt orange.
Burnt
orange. Ooh, I don't know.
That's a little... Ooh, I'm not into that.
That's...
If I were to fuck a car, though, it would probably be a Porsche. Like, they're the most womanly, like, car to me, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Like
they got curves.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's
some
true.
Some of the old Corvettes, maybe.
That Aztec has... They have those strong lines, though. You can, like...
You can do things with that. You can do things.
No, you can't fuck a muscle car, dude, because you can't fuck a muscle car. That's a dude. You know
oh,
what I mean?
That's
you gotta get
true.
A European, like
yeah, you gotta
sexy,
get like,
sleek.
Yeah,
it's gotta
right.
have some curves to it.
What about you? Could fuck? It, I could
did
fuck
the,
a Jaguar. Is like yeah, Jaguar. Actually would be like a cougar in real life. Like that's
yeah, it's the older.
That's the
yeah,
yeah
she's
yeah.
a little bit older. You know, her the leather is a little bit torn inside,
but.
But it's
she,
still
she rides well.
Oh yeah, but she, yeah, she's got miles on her.
She's got miles on her. She that's it's very well worn in. Ah man, what else? I mean, you definitely yeah like anything like a pickup truck. You're not fucking
don't
that.
Fuck, dude.
If
you
you're fucking pickup trucks, I got no
only
respect.
Only hillbillies, you know, the rednecks, they're fucking their pickup truck.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's about the only guy that would do that.
Oh, Etchy in the chat room says choose a Porsche because they kind of look like they're about to cry at any given time.
I like it when they cry.
that speaks words for your sexual life there, Etch. Guys, we do have an update, by the way. Remember our old death pool?
It's just been
man.
Fucking popping
shit's,
off, right?
My boy.
Shit's been just been going down.
It's getting hot.
It's pretty hot with Stitches at the moment for you.
I'm hoping.
He's been arrested.
He's
getting,
beat
up
by
his
own
guys, his own
yeah.
crew. I'm not going to play that
he's
video.
He's fucking...
No, no need.
No, stupid. He's blind shooting a fucking automatic rifle. Like, he's not even looking where
yeah.
he's shooting. He's going to... He's done.
He's you never know. Stitches, who's Ty's pick. I mean, he could be the one that just overnight takes it.
I feel
it.
Like he's going to be my buzzer beater.
And then yeah, wait, when does the death pool end?
We have to look at the exact date, but I think it's July.
Summer,
it's,
yeah.
We still got a little bit of time.
Yeah, but with those points, what, 80 points?
Yeah, man, that would be huge.
I still have 79. I'm still 79 I still points. Have not on the board.
Me neither.
But I'll tell you someone who is, and that is our friend Travis.
Yeah. T-Money.
Yeah, T-Money. Well, he was
got
able
a solid 20-pointer. Right?
Yeah, he's got a solid 20-pointer with Mary Tyler Moore.
Did you ever have a crush on her? I did.
You know, I wasn't super... Like, I think this was more of an American thing, because I wasn't
totally
raised
was.
On it at all. Like, my parents didn't know who really...
My mom reruns all the time Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
It wasn't ingrained in us, so, like, since my parents didn't watch it, I never really, like, watched it growing up, like, sitcom-wise or anything.
I didn't
like
watch it either, and I'm a little bit younger than you guys. My parents didn't watch it, so I didn't watch it. But it was on, like, Nick at Night or...
Yeah, so I
probably caught it there, but... Happy Days was my shit. So I don't
know. No, Happy Days. Awesome. See, I loved Happy Days.
Yeah, I love Nick at Night. I watched that shit all the time.
Yeah, Mary Tyler Moore, though, was just never really my thing.
I don't think I would have watched it ever on my own, but having had to watch it with my mom enough, I was like, what's up, Mary Tyler Moore?
Yeah,
you're pretty
hot.
I'm a teenager. What's up?
So, of course, now that Travis has got his 20 points, he obviously has to pick another person from the list. He went ahead and left us a voicemail. I haven't listened to it, so hopefully this works. But yeah, he went ahead and made his pick.
Nice.
Made his pick. Right. So here we go. Nope.
Owen, captain of the shit ship, host of the Ono Radio Show, born in England. But where the fuck did you get this accent, man?
Oh, this is an old.
Yeah,
that's
I'm like,
old
I've heard
one.
This before.
This is an old one. That's an old one. We don't need that one. Here we go. This one's from today, I think. It's not, looks about right.
I want to go back to that one. He's talking shit on you.
I couldn't have been Rhoda. Anyway, Mary Tyler Moore's death worked out for me.
There we go.
And as her replacement, I know this is a long shot, or maybe it'll be point blank, but I'm going to select Mr. President Donald Trump.
Oh, well played, sir.
Well played. Well played. Well, he
like
was
that.
On the
like,
list all along.
Good voicemail, Travis. Thanks for calling in, man.
Thanks for calling in,
so Trump
doing that.
How the hell old is he now? 60, late 60s?
Yeah, it's late 60s. I think he's 60. Is he 69? Something like that.
He's 70.
Older than that?
I think he's 70.
Is he 70?
He's up there.
Solid points, and, you know, I can't say that he's any, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting thing because he's the most highly secured man in the world. So he's, you know, he could get killed, but, he has the best security in the world, and he's going to have the best doctors. So
It's true.
But... I like it. I like his pick.
All right. I think it is that time, ladies and gentlemen, that we do this thing that we do every week. It's a little segment we like to call clips.
You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. Clips. You know we got them, baby. Clips.
Yes, like I said, it's this thing we do every week. We take a look. That's some of the random shit that I find on the internet. This week, I think we're going to start off with something that I think Danya, who I was listening, I don't know if she still is, would have appreciated. She was a big fan of this game, and my wife played this for a while. Do you know which one I'm talking about here, Ty, when I say it's about a game where you've got to entertain a bunch of cats? It's a Japanese game.
I've had a few friends as well.
It's
cat lady stuff.
You have to take care of cats.
Yeah, it's something like, dude, I don't remember what it's called, but it was such a hit that they have made a fucking movie about this. No, it's not Pussy Tamer, thank you very much. Someone will know what I'm talking about.
Pussy Tamer.
And essentially, no, they've made a movie. Just for a Japanese movie, it's such
game.
A hit over there about this game, and I'm telling you, it looks pretty awesome.
Right.
So we got this nerdy guy, and from what I've read stuff about this, so I that's the only way I know what the hell's going on. Apparently, he is really depressed. With his life, he's trying to write a book, and he's not liking his job, it seems.
So is that what their like Microsoft Word looks
like?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
That's cool, right?
It's nuts. But I guess he decides to move into the country. And he rents a house that has
Look
all these cats, man.
So many cats.
So many cats.
He's a cat man.
And it changes his life. He just wants to hang out with the cats all the time.
It becomes
Yeah. That was the whole trailer.
Yeah, that was the trailer right there.
All right, that looks horrible.
Yeah.
So, I will never see that.
Yeah, you will. There are people, though, that are demanding a U.S. or English version. That they better make this.
They have to. I feel like I could put that on like while music's playing in the background and people would freak out. Yeah.
Did you guys see the clip of Shia LaBeouf going nuts on the white supremacist earlier this week?
Where's the LaBeouf?
LaBeouf.
LaBeouf's popping up back in the news. I guess he's doing this whole like art project where he's like keeping a camera rolling online that I think you can like watch at any time.
He streams his life.
Like, I think he's streaming his life or he's doing something where he's streaming places, or it's, you know how Shia LaBeouf is.
Always doing.
I used to really hate on Shia, but I've come.
I think he might be.
Like him. He's a good actor.
I've come around on Shia. Yeah, I think he might be one of us. Like deep down,
and I think he's a good actor.
No, he is a good actor.
I haven't seen his new recent movie with. He plays a Marine, and it looks really fucking good.
Either way, this is him going nuts on that stream. There's like a bunch of white supremacists that I guess like popped up because he was somewhere in D.C. when all that stuff was going on earlier. Okay, so it's streaming 24/7, one place in New York City, and people are supposed to walk up to the camera and say, "He will not divide us." Oh, gotcha.
Oh, so you can't stream it from your computer. You have to go to a place in New York City to watch?
No, it's streaming 24/7. It's a place, but it's just central. It's one camera in New York.
One camera, okay.
And you can, and I guess a bunch of white supremacists came up and started like fucking with it. And he was like there. He was still too. And here's Shia LaBeouf going nuts. So like, so there's the white supremacist doing a chant. Or no, see, they're saying we will not divide
us. Black people.
There's this
one
fucking Nazi guy.
They're doing a little Nazi shuffle.
Doing a Nazi shuffle.
Oh, shit.
And Shia.
Hey, he looks hard, dude. He looks like he's about to fuck that dude up.
Yeah, he's getting all up in his shit.
And he's not putting his hands on him, but he's fucking. Hey.
It took me a minute to realize that's Shia.
I like Shia. I like LaBeouf.
LaBeouf?
He's crazy, man.
He'll fuck you up. I feel like. Yeah.
He's like doing everything. He was on like fucking some like Sway in the Morning and shit doing a freestyle recently. Like he's got like a rap thing now and it's horrible.
Oh no.
But it's just another one of his just doing something. You know what I mean? Right. He's just doing so much.
Speaking of doing so much, someone did a little too much something because she caught the Matrix slipping. Tell me if you think this is real or not.
Have their chemtrails in full effect. Once again, they want to pull off their snow magic.
Okay? Snow magic? Don't mess with that snow magic.
Let me tell you something. The last 2 days, it has been so hot that you didn't even need the heat on. See, they used the last 2 days to accumulate their chemtrails to cover the entire sky.
Whoa, man.
With this crap. There is no such thing as a handsome devil. The devil is ugly. The devil is as ugly as the earth is right now.
I mean, is she putting on a bit, or is this a crazy chick?
I think it's real.
I think she's probably crazy, but like, it's a camera phone, yeah. But still, it's like a gray, cloudy day.
It's a gray, cloudy day. She's yelling all this shit. It doesn't look pleasant, but
the devil's a loser.
The devil's a loser.
There's no such thing as cold. It's all chemtrails. Cold comes from chemtrails. Clouds come from chemtrails. Snow. These devils right here. You see him in that car? Yeah, he's one of the stalkers. And here goes another one. I'm glad he's running by.
I don't know what she's doing.
This is part of the CGI program.
This is like a meth right fucking here. Freak out, yeah. Right? It's something like that.
I just feel like the camera would be shaking if she was on meth.
Yeah.
I don't know. She could be putting on it, but that's just insane. I hate her.
She's tripping balls. I don't like her either. But where's your opinion?
Do you believe in chemtrails?
No.
Not at all. You don't think they're.
I think that's fucking
putting
ridiculous.
Any shit to just.
No, I don't.
I certainly don't think they're using passenger
airlines of massive corporations to basically sparkle chemicals all over us to control a population.
No, there's a lot of conspiracies I believe in. That's definitely not one.
It's a thing that happens when you fucking have condensation and hot air fucking in the upper atmosphere blowing, you know, and it's. It's a thing that just occurs. I don't know. If you believe in that.
I think chemtrails do exist, but I don't think it's as widespread insanity as a lot of other people would conspiracize.
It does, Etchy. It definitely is. That's what they're referring to when they refer to chemtrails. It's the street coming out of the back of planes. It's and that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of people that believe that there are
jets, passenger planes, like jets.
I'm sorry if that's that's where we're getting confused. But yeah, of course, like I'm talking about like your goddamn 747s and that type of thing.
I'm talking about like military jets.
And what are they doing?
No, they're not doing
that. And what are they doing?
They're not doing that.
They're not doing that.
They're not doing that.
They're not doing that. If anything,
they've done
chemtrails.
If anything, be more scared of the goddamn fluoride in your water. The fact that they can put anything in your water. So be more scared of that.
They could. The technology is there to do what chemtrails would do in a like more cheap, a cheaper way. You know, like that, I don't think. If it was happening, not through that. You know
what I mean? All right. I don't want to get on this. I want to get off this. I'm sorry I brought this crazy chick up. We need a little bit of Living Libations, Natural Living. This is their manifesto. So I wish this was a parody. This is real.
Okay.
These people exist.
Is that a plant chair?
Gamble your life on living. And if we may be so bold, allow your desires to unfold.
Commit to serious joy.
I hate him very much.
You know, he's so hateable.
He's a like the most punchable guy I've ever seen.
Ever,
right? Like you just the second you see him, he hasn't even opened his mouth. You just want to hit him in the
face. He's got Corey Feldman punchability attributes.
Yeah.
You know,
for sure.
Like he's got that. He's let's just describe these people. They look like the ultimate.
Well, they're like the middle or upper class white.
Yeah,
but like creepy.
What do you call them?
But like they got kids. They're like
they're not hipsters.
Kids.
They're what would you call them?
They're yogis.
They're yogis. They're upper class. They're foodies. They're there was a term in the 80s that I'm just like completely yuppie. Exactly. Oh,
yeah.
They're total yuppies.
Yeah, they're
right?
Yuppies.
And they're doing this video where they're on their dock that, at the back of their house and
swiveled
and they're
swiveling around in their fancy
these
chairs.
Fancy swivel chairs that they're swiveling around and doing.
Hello.
Let us tell you about how to live a better life.
This is fun. We've only just begun. Praising the day is the petal of our lips. Grow branches of ecstasy to living things. Drink dew for wine. Inhale trees.
There is no separation.
He did say inhale trees.
Fuck.
He did say inhale trees.
Creation from creation. All creation is relation. All relation is in creation. This is the great adventure.
He's got some fucked up teeth.
He does have fucked up teeth.
I take it back. He's not rich.
This to be the shape of your lips. This to be the song rhythming in your heart. This to be the utterance of your thoughts. This is the great adventure. This is the great adventure. This is the great adventure.
This is the great adventure.
Is it possible for all loving, free-falling trust
she did her own
to
echo.
Guide the day? A cosmic game of truth dare, double dare.
Dude.
Gamble your life on living.
What?
Gamble your
who
life.
Who was that?
Who the fuck made this?
He's like, what fuck yeah. They made it.
Okay.
They clearly made
so
this.
So for the listeners out there that aren't watching the video, he got done with that statement and then did, what was that? It was almost like the X
it was
chop.
Almost the DX chop from WWE, but he was just like so excited.
Like,
he made like a...
Without
yeah,
the
like,
sound.
I just fucking said it.
I just dropped the fucking truth bomb.
In lieu of the answer.
Live on the ledge of the leading edge.
I really want to
surrender.
Live on the edge of
is the audio bothering anybody else either too when
ding,
they're
ding,
cutting
ding,
back
ding,
and
ding.
Forth from like
they're
shots
jump cutting
like
everything.
They're jump
it's
cutting
crazy.
Oh,
the expanse of now. Alive in, dive in to the moment.
What?
Bro, he looked like the Joker, bro. That was a Joker smile, and they only clipped to his face for a second. That was not even a second.
It was just that might have been a glitch. Like,
yeah.
They might have forgot to take that out.
What is this? Cell of your being.
Now they're just
lying. It just keeps getting creepier.
It's so fucking weird.
Look at his eyes.
I'm obsessed with this clip. I'm obsessed with it.
Near everlasting.
Do they
stretching far?
Do we? Do you have more research on this? Do we
no,
know more about
I don't,
these people?
I know nothing about
they
them.
They don't give any information.
Oh, like, they got like a whole website that
dude,
you can buy.
Go
they
to the
they
website,
sell health.
Dude. Let's
no,
call
I
them.
Do. I do. I, they sell health products. Like their whole like they
oh,
have
that's
a
it?
Yeah. They got like a health product line.
Oh,
this
I thought
is all
it was like a religious
that.
Thing.
No, not at all.
They make it like that, right? No. You didn't get that.
It looked,
let everything you could totally go that way. Yeah. Contrived fall away.
I would never look at this and know they sold health products, or you know,
to revive your being. Commit to serious joy.
Damn it.
Living
libations.
It's like their brand. They're trying to, you know what I mean? They're trying to promote.
That was the worst weird advertisement, fuck. I guess you call that.
They've already failed.
Yeah.
Speaking of other ads, today we've got one new Mr. Clean ad. You all know Mr. Clean.
Yeah.
Big buff fucking blog guy.
Shiny bald.
Apparently,
head.
He's going to start fucking our wives, dudes.
Oh.
Check it out. This is the new commercial.
Super Bowl
ad? It's the Super Bowl ad, and he's going to be fucking our wives soon. So just check it out. There's Mr. Clean.
It's about time. He's tired of cleaning.
All right. So, yeah, there's a woman in the kitchen. She's really mad that she's got all this mess.
Mr. Clean's looking fresh.
Mr.
Like,
Clean's.
Man, that's an oxymoron, but he looks good, man.
Dude, nah, it's... I think that's... Yeah.
Look at them biceps. Damn.
He just shows up and this music drops. Like, oh, man. He's here to
do it. No way. This is a legit commercial?
Yeah. This is a legit commercial. He's fucking
oh,
like, bitch.
Shit. He's like, bitch. Oh.
Oh, look how...
He's got moves.
He's got moves now.
This is my favorite clip of all time. This is incredible.
Is that right?
Oh, she's dead. She's sexy. Right? All right.
Clean enough?
Oh, and it turns out it was just the guy all along. Gotta love a man who cleans.
Hey, that's a good ad.
That's a good ad. And Mr. Clean.
They just fucking got the male demographic down.
I'm not gay, but Mr. Clean was turning me on in that commercial, dude. Like, that was
a little hard during that.
Fucking.
Tight clothes.
Hey, that's a good commercial. Props to them.
It is. We got one more clip of the week, and it's another commercial. This one comes from Alabama.
Bam.
And you know how
Roll
I love
tide.
You know how I love these local lawyer commercials. They're their own like demographic of commercial.
And there's gems out there.
There's
so many gems out there.
This is Mike Socklem. He's
out
the
of Alabama.
He's the Alabama Hammer, and this is one of his ads. This
Alabama Hammer.
This one's big bucks.
Roll
check
tide.
It out.
When I take on the insurance company. I ain't settling for no small dough.
Whoa.
I'm hunting for the big bucks. I'm Mike Slocum, the Alabama Hammer. You've been hurt in a car wreck. Let me hunt down the big bucks for you. Call me right now.
I like it.
It's so
fantastic.
Alabama.
Wait, hold on. What's his last name?
Slocum.
Slocum?
Slocum. Yeah, his last name is...
His website Slocum. Is slocum.com. I found that interesting.
Yeah, it's good though, huh?
No, I like it. I like it.
He, if you didn't... See it obviously because you're listening to the goddamn radio or internet radio or whatever we call this shit. He's standing in fucking just what do you call those? A blind, and he's shooting his deer, but the deer.
A blind. He's in a, like not a tree stand, but it's a little.
It's in a blind. That's what they call.
Is it called a blind?
Yeah, bro.
Really?
You can call it a blind.
I've never heard that term.
Yeah.
All right, you got me.
Yeah,
you
man.
Know shit about hunting.
I don't know. I grew up in Polk County.
Yeah,
I know
there
about
you go.
These.
Okay.
I do have these little.
You just went to him to smoke weed and fucking
exactly.
Finger some girls.
Oh, yeah, dude. Everybody smoked weed in a fucking deer blind before, right?
I mean, just use it as cover.
Exactly. Yeah. It's what it's there for. Alternative purposes. But no, he's shooting the buck. I like how there's the double entendre. Where they're bucks that
shooting
are like
doe.
Yeah, and he's getting the big bucks.
But he's getting
doe
the big bucks.
Going for no small goat, is that what he said?
I want to see it again.
The insurance company.
Small doe is a single.
I ain't settling
oh,
for no small,
small
doe,
yeah.
Doe.
That's what he said.
I'm hunting for the big bucks. I'm Mike Slocum, Alabama Hammer.
I also like that lawyers do this. Like, your job shouldn't be to like get as much money for me as humanly possible, right?
Yeah.
It should be like. We're going to reach a fair,
fair
like, you know,
just
settlement. Like, these guys that are the lawyers that I guess, like, I just got 250, Dan Newland got me $250,000 for, you know. It seems exploitive, I guess is all I'm saying. It's something.
I feel you,
it.
Man. I also love how...
I don't fucking care. Get
like,
the money off the insurance
He didn't
company.
Actually shoot the money. He shot the deer head, and the
yeah.
head exploded
yeah,
like, into
yeah.
money. That's
which,
pretty awesome.
Which, that's how it works, guys. Yeah. You shoot deers in the head.
It explodes
in the money.
It's great.
And then you get to have sweet, sweet venison jerky.
Jerky.
So a couple updates. The new logo is coming along quite nicely. That should be out very, very soon.
Hey.
We're launching a store here pretty soon. It's going to be a one-off store. You're going to be able to get all sorts of cool designs. I think we're going to be doing... For the first time ever, the unicorn is going to be going on a shirt.
Nice.
It's going to be going big time. I think we might even be able to get a Fuck Your Dreams hoodie with the unicorn on it coming at you pretty damn soon. So save your money, kids. It's it is going to be a little more expensive than, I guess, a lot of other retailers that sell this shit. But trust me on this. Nah. It's good quality. And, hey... If you got to pay an extra couple bucks for somebody else to get an inventory of these things, then that's what we got to do. We're not, I can't sell these things out of the back of my car like I have done, you know, on my own. So that's why I'm kind of going this way. It's going to be cool. There's going to be links coming out very, very shortly. We're going to have old school designs, new school designs, and a ton of cool shit coming out.
And I'm in work on that other other thing that we talked about. Do you remember?
You know that other thing?
What's that other thing,
the
bro?
The lawn ornament? Do we want to tease
Are you
down for that?
No, we're still down for that. We're also going to be doing something very, very special that we talked about. Was it last week?
Yeah, it was last week after the show.
Yeah.
Limited run.
I think we're going to do a limited run of these, and they are going to be lawn ornaments.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that. They're going to be a first of their kind.
It'll be cheap.
They're going to be cheap, and they're going to have an Ono branding on it. So it's if you have a house...
You'll like them.
You're gonna want this.
You could keep them in the house. They'd be cool.
Yeah, you could do it either or. You could do it either or.
You guys are gonna like these. Look out for those.
Look out for those coming real soon. We don't want to give too much away. That's a tease. Ah, guys, is it break time yet? Nah, not quite. We can. I don't know. We can also talk about how I randomly did 30 squats the other night when I was drunk.
Yeah.
I was just doing.
What inspired
that? That's so funny. You were drunk, and oh my god, I just picture this, and you're on your porch. You've been drinking all night.
Yeah, yeah, no.
I gotta do something.
I gotta. I was reading about like most beneficial exercises that you can do, and like squats is like just keeps coming up. It's like the number one. Like
because it releases a lot. It burns a lot of calories. It releases a lot of testosterone.
It's good.
You're
for
feeling self conscious about your booty.
Not really. Just kind of like I just wanted to do something. It didn't matter really what it was.
It's an easy one for me to do
at home without weights, without anything like that. Like I can do that. At least like I can do that at work.
Good man. I'm proud of you. Look at you.
Yeah. Right. So I do it though, and I know 30 squats to you probably sounds like nothing, but I was pushing through like
that's
at the
awesome.
End of it.
And you were drunk and dehydrated.
And I was dehydrated and drunk.
You smoked a whole pack of cigarettes.
I think I did half of them with a cigarette in my mouth before I put it out. And then I was like, okay. And then started feeling it. And oh, fuck. Like now I couldn't sit down for like another half hour.
So were you sore the next day? From 30 squats? Dude?
From 30 squats. That's how out of shape I am.
Would you be sore from doing that?
I'm not going to say no.
I mean, I was doing them pretty hardcore though, too.
Yeah. Well, I know what a squat is. Like,
You're in shape.
I go to the gym. I'm giving you shit. I'm happy for you. You should do more of that. You should do something every day. Just do something every day. Start like that. You know what I mean? Whether it's fucking, you know, a max set of push-ups, you know, and a max set of crunches.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Just do something every day. And then you're going to be like, damn, this kind of feels good after a while. Right? And then you're going to be like, Zach, let me work out with you.
Now, let me ask you this.
Nah, bro, you're too weak.
Let me ask you this. So I did these squats. The next day, I could, like, I have got a couple sets of stairs I got to walk up and down, like, at work and stuff. And they were not fun, you know?
I like being sore, man.
It just
as long as you stretch. Like, when you're sore, you got to stretch
that
morning.
All right.
And I don't know. I like being sore because it just shows that your muscles are growing
Let me ask you
There is a level, though, where if you overdo it too much.
Right.
You know what I mean? I've definitely done that, and that sucks.
In my position, should I do it again the next day?
No, work out something else. Do push-ups the next day.
Right.
then, you know,
wait till it's not sore to then do that again.
Different, yeah. Like, you know, one day you do legs and whatever, you know, if you want to start off, one day you do legs and then one day arms, one day chest, you know what I mean? Do that.
Yeah, you're right. Hardcore squats. It's also a good name in the episode for it.
Those aren't hardcore.
No, not really. Not really at all. I think it is time, though. Let me take a break.
Well, all right.
What about you? You guys?
I want you to go to the gym with me one time.
Dude, I'd die. I'm not doing that. Dude, I'm going to embarrass myself.
You wouldn't embarrass yourself. I'd get you on an easy workout, dude. Get you going. And, but you would feel good after, man.
Put me with all the girls. I've been avoiding
it, but I'm going to yogi it, man.
Dude, I'm a fan, dude.
I think I'm going to do some of the yoga, too.
You can do the DDP.
I'm going to do the DDP, bro. I'm going
to
do the DDP.
You got to go to a place and try it out before you do that.
No way, dude. All DDP's got DDP it covered, man. Right. Chris Jericho did it. He's also.
I just
Duncan did it. He's seen his body.
He's seen his body.
Watch out for that Duncan.
Yeah. It's looking crazy. You guys seen it?
Getting tight.
All right, it's time for break. I'm playing some just random, garage rock surf stuff. So enjoy that.
Yeah.
This is Fiddlar.
Yeah.
This has been the Ono Radio Show. We do have a second segment. We will be back in 10 to 15 minutes. Stick around. Yeah. And, we'll see you there.
Fuck your dreams.
Fuck your dreams.
Fuck up.
It's the second segment of the Ono Radio Show. We're listening to Paul Revere and the Raiders right now. This is from the 60s. This song's called Indian Reservation. And what I'm hearing, I don't think you can get away with a lot of what they're these days.
Different time.
Different time, man. That's when, all of the Indians, that were portrayed in Hollywood and all that stuff, they all were exactly the same, right? They all had the headdress. They all had, the beads, and, half of the people that played Indians in, movies and stuff weren't ever Indian. Yeah, they weren't ever Native American, I should say, first off.
Right.
Indian, that's about, do we call them Indians still?
Native Americans. But, they're still portrayed in film that way.
Sometimes. Not as bad, I don't know.
No, I think so, dude. they're not, there hasn't been that many Indian movies lately, I guess, but... When they are portrayed, I think they're the same. Bro.
My favorite type of Indian,
they're like savages.
Is was like the savage
357.
Suit. Like a few movies have depicted this, and it's always I think directed towards the Sioux Nation, who were more of the warrior Indians. Those were my favorite Indians because they're. You guys seen Westworld? You've seen Westworld.
Yeah, I have not.
They do a play on those guys in Westworld at one point. I think they call them the Ghost Nation is what they call them. And they're all they're painted white and there's just scary fucking Indians that go around and just scalp your motherfucking ass. They don't like white people at all. There were some Indians I think that like
those
white
are Indians
people.
I like.
And then,
savages.
The savage Indians are the cooler of the Indians, right?
They can, chuck a fucking tomahawk from
your fucking head.
100 feet away to straighten your forehead.
Yeah, those are
between the eyes.
The best types of Indians. That's just what I'm thinking.
I just want to smoke the peace pipe and hang out by the fire, man.
Chill in the teepees. And fuck Pocahontas.
Teepees?
Pocahontas was hot.
Pocahontas was fucking sexy.
Was she sexy?
Yeah.
She's pretty sexy.
Yeah. I mean, all I see, I've just seen her in the on the coin. Oh wait, no, that's Sacagawea.
Yeah, not Sacagawea.
Whatever happened to those coins? They got rid of those.
Yeah, they didn't last that.
I like a good dollar coin.
We don't need no engines on our coins.
That's probably what somebody said.
Yeah, they should make a dollar coin again, though. I think dollar coins are handy.
$2 coins, come on.
$2 coins. They have those in the UK. They've got Canada. Pound coins have been around forever, and then they came out with the 2 pound coin, which is a really awesome coin. That's so handy to have, though.
It'd be a lot of work to just reestablish that in America, man. You have to redo all the cash tills in every 7-Eleven.
That's
a lot of plastic, bro.
All the vending machines.
Yeah, all the vending machines.
Till. Come on. They just don't fit as many $1 size or $2.
That will never happen. It's useless. There's no.
It'll never happen,
They're
probably.
Cool, though.
I hate
They're
change.
Novelty.
I mean, I love change. Hate change.
I love change. I saved that shit up.
Yeah, I'm a change man. I'm with you.
Like, I don't mind getting change because I put it, I put my pennies in the penny jar and then I put my quarters
silver
and everything else.
Look at mine right here. I got a jar over here. That's my, that's right over the, right here, I'm pointing right where you're, you see
right
it?
There. Yeah.
That's my change jar.
That's a weak ass change jar.
It's a weak one.
It's
a weak one.
You need to come to my house, check out my change jar.
Yeah, you got a big one?
I got a big old change jar. So I got one for my pennies, and then I got one for my silver.
That's smart, too.
Yeah,
that's
separating
the copper silver ratio.
Yeah.
It's good for tolls. Like, if I don't have an E-Pass or anything, because I rarely drive on them, the toll roads. But sometimes, it's good to just like, I might need some change tonight.
See,
like,
I'm also the type of person that doesn't spend my change.
You save it up.
I just will go just acquire more change. You know what I mean? Unless I got to go to get air in my tires. I use my change. You know what I mean? I'm saving it up.
I do the same thing, man. I put all my change into my, I have a elephant piggy bank, glass elephant.
Of course
bank.
You do.
It's pretty great.
Yeah. Of course I would have an elephant piggy bank.
My penny jar is pretty badass. I went to this brewery. Well, it's like a restaurant, brew pub type place in Pittsburgh. And it's an old Catholic church. That they turned, just one, big room. The pews are still in there, but they put tables. It's badass.
Pew is a good word, by the way.
Pew.
Good old pew.
Still got all the stained glass, but I have the this big glass jug that they would sell you beer in, like a growler, and it's just for pennies, dude. And I've had it for probably 4 years, and it's still not filled up. It's like 3/4 of the way though.
No, it's gonna be a happy day. What are you gonna do with it
when it's full? When it's full, I'll cash it in and just see what I get.
Just gonna take it to
I'll
the bank.
I'll roll it up. Yeah,
you're
I'm
roll
not going
it
to
up?
No fucking Cornstar and getting 8 cents of the dollar.
Nah, Cornstar's a rip, man.
That's such a rip.
I've done it before.
Oh, I've done it before.
At Publix.
Yeah.
You just dump it in the thing.
But they rape you, dude.
Yeah, it's 8 cents
to the dollar.
Fuck, I can't
handle
that.
That's fucking a month of saving of change.
But it's
not
always
quite that
swank.
Long.
You go
it's one transaction.
It is cool. I am fascinated with those machines, though, because I'm just like, oh, they're all fun
they
to operate.
Cool.
Like,
and you're just watching your money tick up. Yeah.
Oh, it's the
and
best.
You're just like, oh, yeah, your money just is like counting up.
It's a good feeling, isn't it? And you're like, oh, I've only done half the jar, and then see your total, and you're like, oh, I can't wait for the other half.
And then finding what's like stuck in it. You know, you'd like two or three fucking things that don't go through.
And you got to bash it a little bit.
That ring that you haven't found,
Usually it's like Canadian money or something magnetic. Or it's like.
You got a Mexican fucking penny for some reason, which is worth like a half of a real penny.
And then, the opposite approach to cashing your shit in is miserable. It's fucking rolling things up in the little sleeves. And, they have those machines out there, but they never fucking work.
It's worth my 8 cents.
The corn rolling machines do not work. You got to do that shit by hand. That's time consuming.
I agree. Guys, I want to tell a little bit of my story about my commute to work the other day. And it is probably what has... Like I've been having some issues at work previously, and why I said I might be quitting my job soon. Who knows? But this was kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back. And all I'm gonna say is, it usually takes me about 25 minutes to get to work on an average day. I usually allow around 40. Perfect if there's I have to sometimes wait for a train that takes an extra couple
that's
minutes.
That's still a long time for, you're relatively close to the factory.
Yeah, I'm relatively
that's still
close.
Like, damn.
I give it enough time most of the time. There's been occasions where I'm like, fuck, and we've all had those days.
Yeah.
But on a general basis, I give myself enough time, at least half an hour is my bare minimum
same here.
That's what
to do it, right? Yeah. So, normal day. I actually even left a few minutes earlier than I normally would.
Right.
And I set off on my trip to work. And I'm starting to see, like, oh, great, you know, traffic is starting to back up on I-4 a little bit. Fuck, you know. Eventually get to my exit, which if you live in Orlando is what I would call the Millennia exit. It's the Conroy exit.
Yeah, Conroy.
You've got, because the way I get to the factory is kind of a back way and what have you. And traffic is starting to back up on I-4 itself before the exit. And so I'm like, oh, well, great. Maybe I'll like actually like avoid it too. You know, I'll be able to, you know, and but no. The whole off-ramp is completely backed up.
Well, because you got something else on that exit.
There's something else on this exit
that one day a year.
Get off. That one day a year does a free day. Now, this place, if you're not from Orlando, this place is
it's the hotspot of Orlando.
It's a quote-unquote theme park, but it is more...
tax-free.
It's got the tax-free status from the federal government because it is a sort of church theme park.
Well,
it is
a religious theme park.
It is called the Holy Land. You might have seen it in the movie with the Holy Land
experience. Yeah.
It's owned by, I think, or partnered with the Trinity Broadcasting Network, which is a huge Jesus Freak network on TV over here.
Jesus Freak 69.
Yeah. And one day a year. To get there, and they do all sorts of stuff. You might have seen it on, I think it was in the Bill Maher, is it?
Bill Maher,
yeah, sorry.
The Religious.
I think it was in that movie. It shows you like how,
that's
yeah.
That's a great documentary, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
If you want to call it that.
It's a sweet one.
It's close enough.
But anyway, yeah, they do like an on the hour crucifixion. They do, it's all these biblical tales. It's a Bible theme park. Let's just call it what it is.
Yeah.
Well, to gain, status with the United States government as a church, they once a year have to give a tax-free day. Everybody is free to go. You can walk right in the doors, right?
I've been wanting to go for a while now, man. It's like upon first learning about Holy Land here in town, of course, I'm like, all right, that's the worst thing ever. Thanks for all that. But I want to go.
I understand this, and we'll get to that later.
We should go.
But what I'm saying is,
we
on this particular morning,
podcast.
I hear on the radio that, as I'm sort of getting into the line of traffic on this off ramp, that there is a wreck on the next corner where I have to turn, basically Conroy and Vineland, and then I start
Christians on their way to Holy
and it
Land.
It hasn't dawned on me yet. It hasn't dawned on me yet what is going on. I'm sitting in the car, and then all of a sudden I start looking over because I'm sitting in this traffic, and I start seeing all these people, and it's all like in the lots and the corporate plazas next to it. There's a line of people. I'm like, what? This I've never seen this before, and all of a sudden like. I text my buddy at work and I text Teresa. I'm like, is today that goddamn fucking free day at Holy Land?
I didn't know either. That's funny.
And of course it was.
Your work doesn't like tell you about that.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like,
I'm surprised. Like, hey. Me too, Zach.
Right?
Me too.
Like, hey,
me
this
too.
This is going to happen on I-4 today.
So, yeah, maybe allow yourself a little extra time. It takes me, I'm not even kidding, an hour and 40 minutes to get to work. For my 20 to 5-minute drive. I am stuck on that off-ramp for an hour.
Because
there was a wreck and there was this huge influx of traffic. The biggest problem with what was happening is if you know the exit, there's essentially getting off the highway, off I-4, you've got two lanes then to turn left if you're going towards Millennia. You've got then two lanes to turn
right
if you're going towards the Holy Land experience. And these really polite Christians were in such a rush, of course, to demand their place in traffic that they were blocking the intersection every time our lights would go green.
No way.
So maybe two cars were able to get through on every turn. And it literally happened for an hour. Of this
holy
very
shit.
Fucking
just
thing.
To get in there for free.
Just to get in there for free. I have, of course, a million things that I could bitch about the Christians. But here's my biggest problem with you motherfuckers. If you have such a conviction that you need to go to this theme park, spend a goddamn dime and go on one of the fucking 364 other days that the place is struggling to keep its doors open.
Yeah.
How
support that.
Yeah. If you're that fucking into it, fucking have some, and then maybe try
your religion.
Some goddamn humility.
Because they're spreading your religion.
I saw this whole line of people not letting anybody in, cutting everybody off, trying to force their way into their goddamn Holy Land Experience parking lot. And you made me an hour late for my shift at work, to which I am now being penalized, by the way.
Come on.
That's probably why I'm also a little pissed at my current factory, because they are not responding correctly to this issue, which obviously there just wasn't enough people that happened to be stuck in the same thing I was stuck in, because it was a very one lane thing. You know what I mean?
Once I was in,
I had no option.
There's that other exit, but still.
I would have had to literally driven down a fucking 10-foot ditch to get back on the highway, and I'm not doing that because I might die in my goddamn Nissan Sentra. Mr. Fuji can't handle this. that's the cause of my annoyance, and it just has to top it off that it is, of course, the Holy Land. Yeah. And thanks, guys, for not hiring a single piece of Orange County sheriff or OPD for maybe like some traffic control. The only cops they saw anywhere near the scene were the ones that were just getting done wrapping up the accident and were driving off. There was nobody on the corner directing people.
One more car in.
Nope, nothing. And at least if there was a presence of a cop on the corner, they might not be blocking the goddamn intersection the whole time.
For an hour. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was my rant. That's my rant of the week.
Yeah,
clips.
Rants. We do need to go though.
I had a beer with Jesus once.
The next day.
It was pretty cool.
Well, one of the actors that did
the Jesus.
They used to come into my old work all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they blasphemites? Is that what you call them?
Blasphemites.
Like
we're blasphemites.
We're blasphemites.
I don't. What does that mean? What
one that commits blasphemy is that blasphemy. It would be blasphemy. It's blasphemers.
No, he just looked like Jesus. It was cool. Like I don't know. I never heard him do anything anti-religious or religious. He was just cool.
He was just I'm Jesus.
Yeah, I that's my day job.
I do my Jesus thing.
I got Jesus by day.
Jesus
barbecue dinner by night.
You said it, man. Nobody fucks with the Jesus.
No one fucks with him. We should go though on a day that it's
I don't want
next
go
next
there.
Year we take the day off. We
go.
Oh no, maybe I'll even let's do it as a field trip for right. Oh no on a day on a quieter day.
That would be fun.
That would be fun, and then we could just go explore and mock all these people or get interviews with them. That would be great.
Yeah, you know? I always thought I would go on this free day, but it's probably that mayhem is.
God.
There were people I think they open at 9-ish or something, 8 or 9. There were people apparently lined up waiting for this thing at 5-6 o'clock in the morning, just trying to get in. You know,
And I have no problem with the religious thing, and they can have their theme park.
That's
too,
you.
But,
say what you want.
But who in the chat made a good point? We were talking about if you are a Christian, then pay for it. But we
totally.
But at this point, just get rid of it. And he makes a good point. Just don't pay for it, and then they'll go out of business. And then they'll be done.
I don't think, see, that's one of those places that I'll just
somehow
always be able to stay open, because some dickheads from Ohio were like, yeah, we'll take you kids to Disney World, but when we get to Orlando, guess what else we're going to do? On Sunday, we're going to go and we're going to go to the Holy Land.
Yeah.
And you know they do that. You know there's families that do this.
Oh, you know they get mad donations too.
And they get mad donations. They're also funded by that TBN. Yeah. So they're getting all the money funded through that. And that whole network is just such a scam. It's fucking ridiculous. But they get all the donations in the world. I say one day, if for tax-exempt status too, one day a year isn't good enough for me.
You know,
it really doesn't seem like that's fair.
No, it's not.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you're going to call yourself a quote-unquote church, why aren't you free every Sunday?
Yeah, because Yeah, a church. Yeah, that's true. Fuck, damn. They should be free every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
If you're getting tax exempt, just like every other church in the nation is getting
tax exempt. They're breaking
their
own laws, technically, aren't they? By making money on a day of the Sabbath.
Are they open on Sunday? They are.
Yeah, they're open on Sunday.
Did you say they're breaking law?
Well, they're breaking their own code.
I get it. I get it.
By doing that. Because they're earning money on a Sunday.
Other Christian
they're working. They're forcing people to work.
Chick-fil-A, they're closed on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't, you know, I'm not very religious, but still I am a dudist. And I will say, after seeing what the dudists have done, really, with their very dude-like and chill thing, we could totally make a religion and be tax-free. We could totally do it.
I think that's something that we need to achieve. I think we need to, in general, start our own religion because...
Stomology.
I don't want to pay taxes.
Yeah, I don't want to pay taxes. And I also feel like Scientology's gotten such a bad rap because they're assholes. We're just going to do everything the opposite of the Scientologists, be so totally cool.
Right.
And then we can reap all the benefits of all the old survivors. We'll take in these broken people and turn them back into cool pot smoking drinking motherfuckers.
Yeah.
That want to
community
want to party. Yeah. We're making the world better, one dude at a time.
I will drink to that.
I will drink to that as well.
Cheers.
I will drink to that as well. Mm-hmm. Guys, I did find a good story this week that really touched my heart. And I think you guys will be touched by it as well. This guy here in the UK, his name is Andrew Wardle, and he has basically been outfitted with a bionic penis.
Nice.
And he's a virgin, so he's finally going to be able to have sex for the first time in his life.
Wait.
The dude is not a terrible looking guy, right?
Yeah, not terrible, but he had a dick, but it just didn't work.
No, he's been a virgin his entire life, but it's not because he hasn't had luck with the ladies. So says this article. But the 40-year-old UK resident has had a girlfriend for 4 years, never had sex because Wardle was born without a penis due to a rare medical condition.
He doesn't. How did he go 40 years without a dick?
He went 40 years without a dick.
I don't know.
And looks like, see, if you saw that guy on the street, it's just a regular dude, right?
Yeah,
he doesn't look like a sickly guy or anything, you know.
What's the guy's name? I can't think of his name.
But he doesn't. There's nothing. First glance, you would never say there's something wrong with this dude.
So do you think it's like Ken Doll with ball sack?
Does he have balls?
Kind of what? Okay. Let me see
and
if
how
I can
does bionic
find...
penis? Yeah.
As a baby, Wardle received surgery for his ectopic bladder, which formed outside of his body. Now I'm not sure exactly what an ectopic bladder is.
It's an extra bladder.
I'm feeling
ecto. What's ecto?
Yeah, maybe space. It's just or just out of
out?
Like it was born with his bladder, maybe outside of.
It's a spirit bladder. Ecto.
Ectoplasm.
The operation prevented him from ever developing a penis. So I'm guessing...
So because his bladder was fucked up, he didn't get a dick?
Yeah, something like
that. That's a double whammy, man.
He thought he was going to be without one for his entire life until a guy, which I think we talked about on the show before, Muhammad Abad, another British man, he lost his penis in a childhood accident and had an experimental technology installed in 2012. Do you remember we talked about that
we did.
A while
did
back?
That, yeah. Did that work out?
He was the first successful penis transplant.
Dick plant.
Like Abad's, Wardle's new penis was created using skin, muscle, and nerve grafts from his arms and fitted with cylinders that fill with fluid when pumped from a small sack installed in his ball sack. So he's got a.
I was picturing a robot dick.
Sounds pretty robot-y, though.
Just with his skin around it.
It's got cylinders that fill with a fluid.
Pistons.
That I guess kind of just, pump it in. That's
does
how
he
can get an erection.
Does he charge it every night?
However, doctors will have to go in and essentially turn the rig on, a process that will leave Wardle in the hospital for 3 days and give him a boner that will last for 2 weeks. So he's going to have an erection
boner?
for 2 weeks.
Okay, so
he knows that they science says that he's gonna have a boner for two weeks after this.
Okay,
surgery.
So basically,
I thought boners were bad for you after so many hours.
But not if it's fucking bionic.
Bionic boner is different.
True. So basically, like, if say he's married and you know he wants to fuck his wife, he has to go into the hospital, have the doc give him a hard on.
I don't think that's it.
Oh, he can do it himself. And it'll last for...
It's probably on his smartphone.
He's got an app for it?
He did say when he appeared on, like, This Morning, which is like a Good Morning America, whatever, in the UK, that he'll spend those 2 weeks inside. He's going to spend 2 weeks inside. He's planned it out, which he will, you know, keep his boner hidden. He told the host he did not get to select the new size of his member.
Hold on.
That's bullshit.
But another thing, he says he's gonna hide his dick.
Well, he's got this
hard on.
He's got to just for just... scientific purposes
or
whatever.
It comes off.
I don't know. I just said
it's
that.
Gonna his boner. No. His boner will eventually go away, but he's like for the new penis to get like I think
he has to keep it hard.
You know what it means? Like assimilated into the body, like it's sort of like not rejected.
It has to be hard.
It has to be a boner for two weeks.
Oh, that's it.
And then
take 2 weeks off.
Apparently,
work,
once the Robocock is switched on and his 2 week erection dies down, Wardle will be able to have sex with his girlfriend for the first time.
I want a bionic dick.
Dude, that is.
I mean, I like my dick, but I'd rather have a bionic dick.
That is something crazy.
But I want to pick the size.
We've got.
Don't give me no 2-inch bionic dick. I'll be pissed.
That would really be awful.
Like that'd be fucked up. I would take them to court. Right? There's got to be something.
He's also going a step further though, because this guy's had a relationship for years with his girlfriend, and they're very excited to finally like
now he's going to
consummate their love.
He's going to go into porn.
He's a little pissed off though, because the guy that got his done before him, who lost his dick in the accident, the first guy that we talked about had the transplant and everything. Muhammad, whatever the fuck it is, Abad, something like that. He's apparently like started a feud with him.
Oh, and dick wars.
Yeah, he's had some hard
Robo dick wars.
Yeah, he's had some harsh words for him, and he said because the guy that before him lost his virginity after all that time to a prostitute, so he's looking down upon this guy, and basically, he's,
why'd you waste it?
Yeah,
well, he didn't. He had to get laid right away. Probably.
His words that he had to go to a prostitute.
His words about the whole thing were that this is a taxpayer funded operation.
Oh, really?
The money spent on it was not so he could sleep with a prostitute.
Hey, did the dude have a comeback? I like that. I like funny. This. I like Wardle.
I kind of like Wardle. I feel like he's
Muhammad.
You know what, motherfucker? I got my bitch lined up. You got a dick and you didn't have nothing?
And you went and fucked some nasty-ass whore?
And you went
and
just fuck some whore with your bionic... The first bitch that gets fucked with a bionic dick...
She probably didn't even know it was bionic.
Exactly.
It was just another dick.
No, I think she did it because she wanted to, you know, try it. I think she actually paid money to do it. Like, yeah. I just made that part up. I don't know.
No STDs with a bionic dick.
That is cool though. That like
well, it's still your skin though.
Is it?
It's dead. Is it dead skin?
I thought it was a robot.
Wait, what kind? Yeah, you don't. you don't get feeling though. I bet like.
Yeah, I wonder how much feeling.
Like, he just has to. He's pleasing his girl. Like I doubt he gets any feeling. Like what? They don't put receptors in there.
He might be able to get something.
Same thing as a girl with a strap on. You know, it like sort of rubs her a little bit and makes her happy, but it's still just a strap on. She doesn't feel that.
I think that's different though, because her vagina is still real. Like this guy's
He still has nerves and shit. They're all in there.
At that point, it's just metal. And dead skin wrapped around it.
Now it's just there as a sex implement for
his girlfriend.
I mean, and now he gets to feel like a little bit less of
After 40 years not having a dick, that's going to make you feel more like a man.
Yeah. I can't blame the guy for wanting it.
He can just fuck his girl all night, you know what I mean? Like
that is true.
She's loving it.
Does he have a button, you think, for just like when he's ready to...
Oh yeah, it's probably just a button, and then you just sprays that shit.
Ty, you need that button. Maybe you've got that button, you just haven't found it yet, and that's why you just poof.
It's maybe.
Maybe.
I'll keep looking.
You done any poofing lately?
That's a no.
That's a no.
He was dancing around a no. No. Ty, be straight. It's a no.
No poofs.
No poofs.
Nah.
Temptations, but no poofs.
Nah, fair enough. Fair enough. You you were talking about banging.
Me poofing?
Yeah, you poofing earlier today. And yeah. I do think you were eyeing up my buddy Hughes, my neighbor's watch. You're like, oh, what type of smartwatch is that?
Yeah,
he's like, I got the, is that a Fitbit? And he's like, nah, he has an Apple Watch. I got one.
Yeah, you got the Apple Watch too. I'm not into that, but I do kind of like it because I did get my girl one for not an Apple Watch, but a Fitbit, the Blaze.
It's the fanciest one.
Yeah,
that's
the
out,
nicest
right?
one. It's basically nice. It does everything the Apple Watch does, text and all that, but without Apple, it doesn't have pictures and like social media and all that, but it's Fitbit, yeah. It is kind of cool because when we're fucking, like, if her heart rate increases, there's like the sensor.
Ty's eyes just lit up. Yeah. His eyes just are just
There's a sensor on the bottom of it, like, that would read, that takes your heart rate.
Totally.
And when your heart rate's going up on it, it actually, blinks.
So you get to see when she's gonna, and it's like a green
light. So like I'm hitting it, and I can see the light.
We're almost there. Getting
closer.
So I'm like getting better at it. Like I'm measuring the light doesn't have little. It always just goes fast. So you like I'll slow it down and like let it die down.
Nice.
And then I'll bring it back up, and it's like kind of a fun game now. I just watch the watch.
I got
the watch.
Teresa the wrong Fitbit because now I want this.
It makes it fun, man.
That's cool.
You just watch just from the light. I know where her heart rate's going.
I want something
new in bed. That's been nice.
No, that's fun, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah. Technology.
I think.
And I haven't even told her this that I do this.
Oh, well, of course not.
Yeah,
nah,
I mean,
this
is all me.
This is for you. This is for you. And she knows.
She don't know shit, bro. She
she don't know shit.
She's just liking what's happening. She don't.
I like the idea though that you you could probably like technology will advance with these that and we've talked about similar sort of sex smart devices in the past, like on products.
Yeah, yeah.
The retired segment of the show.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. But I think it would be cool if you were able to like measure exactly when she does like get
that
an
is
orgasm,
cool. Yeah, yeah.
And then it would like play some sort of song or something whenever you're done. Like the, it's like
right or
the
like,
final countdown starts playing randomly.
There should be some sort of device like that. I mean,
it gives you a congratulations or like a cheer. Like
yeah.
it's, it gives
yeah.
you, yay, yeah. good job. Yeah. It's,
you can come now.
Would you wear one of these that's like the cock ring Fitbit thing?
Yeah, I'd do that.
Yeah. I mean, if someone were to donate one, I would do it. Like a fresh one, like a new one. Like I don't want someone else's. Saying if the
Craigslist?
If a company or if somebody wants to like buy me one, I'll give it a
Craigslist.
Shot. Yeah. No. That thing's gotta be in a sealed package, man.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that thing can't be opened. That's one of those products that like you buy an iPhone, okay.
If it's being implanted into my dick.
Yeah, if it's going on my dick. I'm not doing that. Hugh, he's calling us amateurs. Yeah, we know, Hugh. You've got a fucking Prince Albert. We got it.
Yeah, you talk about it every time you come
Every
over
time.
Here.
You got to talk about your Prince Albert. And God damn it.
We don't care about your Prince.
Albert? No. Fucking. Is that all you are?
I got a Fitbit, Dick Bionic. Get out of here.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Guys, I'm getting tired, to be honest with you. I am. And
it's been a stressful week for all of us.
It's been a stressful week.
You're welcome, listeners, for even getting on these fucking mics tonight.
You're right.
We didn't want to do this.
I'm
just kidding. It
helps.
It was fun.
I feel like I need to start searching for more jobs, here
gotta
shortly.
Gotta get on the job hunt.
I'm going to have to start doing
that. That's fun. I gotta get on the house hunt.
Yeah, it's fucking amazing. I was thinking though, because I've worked in sort of the audio industry for so long, what have you, that I might just kind of want to change, and I'm serious about maybe trying to like, if I can get it, like maybe I'll find a bullshit job that or like maybe work a couple freelance corporate gigs or whatever. I kind of want to start a new trade, like I kind of want to Yeah. If I'm going to do it.
Dude, I completely get that.
And I'm not even kidding. It's funny. You were sort of joking around about brewery and all this sort of stuff. I've seen, you know, advertisements for this in the past of new upstart breweries looking for sort of apprenticeship, brewmasters, guys that they can teach the trade to. And I think that's might be something I'm interested in.
Well, and the cool thing about that is you could get another audio gig part time and do that part time. Now you have a couple options. You still have this as like your main career, and then you learn this new
trade.
And
that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Now
that's
you're versatile and you can kind of pick what you want to do.
And then there's also, you know,
I like that.
It's a different industry, and I think it's such a burgeoning industry, and not only this town, but everywhere. It's one of those trades that, like, hey, if you've got enough experience working in a brewery, I'm guarantee you, like, you can if you worked at one brewery, there's going to be similarities, of course, at like other breweries, and you'll at least have a trade that I think I'll be able to take almost to any city in the United States, especially with as big as craft beers are in this world.
It's funny you bring that up because I've honestly been thinking about the same thing because I work two jobs right now, but they're both in the same realm. I do the same job at both of them. So I've been thinking about, you know, kind of getting rid of my one that's, you know, kind of in the dust anyways as it is, and going to a new industry and getting another part-time gig there. I respect that. I think that's a great idea.
I think it's kind of what I need to do to be, I hate to use the say, to be happy again, but I've been pretty miserable, you know, working where I'm at. And
which is unfortunate, man. You've been there so long.
I've been there really long time.
Hearing what you said, it's like, man, they're not treating you well.
It's exactly right. And I feel like it's probably time that I do hang up the boots there. I do want to go out on a positive note, and I do want to be able
to burn your bridge.
I don't want to burn bridges. That's something that I was taught at a very young age not to do. But
that's an immature, dumb thing to ever do.
At my age currently, I feel like I've done sort of as much as I want to do in the field almost. Like, I could still do that every once in a while, but I feel like I need to challenge myself with something new. And that alone is something that, even if I make a little less money, having something I enjoy again to do at work is sort of what I need.
Zach.
Yes.
Aren't you nervous about Owen, like, working with beer? All the time, all day.
No, I mean,
no.
Come on, just
no,
a little
I
bit.
Don't think so. But it'll be great for him because he already drinks a lot. So now he'll just get some free beer.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, my buddy, I got a good friend that works at Swamphead up in Gainesville, and they get a lot of free beer when you work at breweries.
I understand what you're saying, Ty.
I'm just thinking about it,
I get it. You know that.
But he's a professional. You're not going to drink on the job.
I've never drank on the job really at all.
I have.
But you're different.
I mean, I have, but I've never made a habit of.
There
have been seldom occasions.
You
I've
are
never.
Responsible.
I am a responsible enough drunk to know where my lines are, and I don't think that would be any different working at a brewery or a fucking theme park for that matter.
But you understand, it's gonna be. It'll be good for you too. I really encourage you to do something.
I think
that
it would be more of a physical job
too. Yeah, if you're working in a brewery, bro, you're gonna be hauling kegs around. You're gonna clean it. You know where you're gonna start? You're gonna clean out kegs.
Absolutely.
You're gonna fucking be cleaning out that. You're gonna be cleaning shit.
Yeah.
And hauling shit around. And you're gonna like.
I'm probably gonna hate it for a while.
No, yeah, you're gonna hate it because you're gonna get a workout every day, and it's gonna be one of those jobs that you can't go too hungover.
Like exactly. Exactly.
And it could be good for you.
But that could be good for me long term. Hey, and these are just things that are popping up in my brain.
No,
right,
that's
now.
Awesome, man. It's good to think that.
I've also got my toes sort of dipped in something going on. That's a company that does host like trivia nights at places. I could pick up some extra work hosting some trivia.
MCing
some trivia.
I'm dude, there every time I'm there.
I could kill that though, right?
It would be
do that. That'd be fun, dude. Do some fun shit, man.
See, and that's kind of what I want to do.
You got your girl's the moneymaker. Let's be honest.
Let's be real.
She's the breadwinner.
Let's be real. Exactly. You know. No, you're right.
You can do whatever.
But
you
I still have like a certain amount of bills. I definitely have to be able to pay.
Obviously.
And yes,
you make it happen.
And I would exactly
start hustling.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I think I'm
getting
back into the hustling.
We're gonna be making money with this podcast soon, anyways, right? I mean, that's the goal.
Exactly. No, that's the plan, guys. I do have a big announcement coming soon, and it's going to rock all of the business world of
Oh
No.
World.
We're gonna be taking your monies because we're gonna be leaving you no option for you to not want to give us your monies. And that's kind of what I'm going to leave it at for right now.
I like it.
But there's going to be so many potentials for you to give us money and for us to give back to you that I think you're going to want what we give you. So this is not just a bullshit up in the air thing. This is something I've been planning for quite a while and I think is our biggest step rather than doing a traditional subscriber based sort of network or show.
Right.
What we are planning on doing is it's related, but I think you're going to find all of you out there. It's a slightly different business plan that I think you'll all enjoy and will give the individual listener a ability to sort of pick and choose how much or how little they want to be involved with us as a show and a community and how much they want to give us. And it's going to be something for everyone. There's going to be packages from the $2 to $3 range to the $20 to $50 range. And that all depends on how much you want to help us. So that's something coming in the near future. I'll expand on later. Guys.
I love all the teasers, man.
Yeah.
It's that time of year. It's 2017, man. Sexy. It's
look out for those yard ornaments coming out too.
Yeah, I'm excited exactly. About those. Exactly. You got anything else before we roll out of here, boys?
Good show, boys. Stuff. Always good
show.
Always good.
I'm happy with it. I'm happy with it. I don't think we need a versus. I think we're good.
Yeah. Fuck your dreams.
Fuck your dreams.
Fuck your flamingos.
Oh!
Oh, you said it.
A teaser, bro. Teaser. They don't know.
No, they don't know. They don't know.
Fuck your flamingos.
And at the end of the day,
you can all
eat a bag of dicks.
Thanks for listening, folks. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place, same everything. Ono Radio Show. We love you.